Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Lucky stars. Thank your lucky stars. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa. Thank you, Morgan. It's really nice of you to remind us that it's almost Friday. La, 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 la.
Oh, you want to hear a funny text?
I want to hear a funny text.
I don't want to read it, but I will since you're...
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
510. Oh, you know what it is.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but I was la-la-laing and I realized that's your theme song.
I found Febreze. Myself humming the Febreze commercial and was wondering why. Then I remembered, oh, it's you guys.
Yeah.
Happy Friday, Junior.
Keep it breezy, buddy.
Oh, la-la-la-la-la. Speaking of things posted on social media.
Were we?
Well, you know, it's text. And it's all over social media. Did you see the thing Edwin came up with for you? It's so good. You're Febreze.
I have not.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's wait. Is it posted?
Isn't it? Did you post
it? It's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, it's on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a couple days down. You're gonna have to scroll down to get to that.
I can find
it. We can pin it. You know what? We'll pin it up at the top.
You don't need to.
That'll be fine. Actually, I'll pin that up, and then Maddie and I went for a coffee, and that was what an amazing moment. And so we've got a picture of that, too. We'll pin those up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
It was
page.
A cute picture, though.
So this morning, Maddie goes, hey, I was on the unofficial Sarah and Vinny fan page on Facebook, which I am, I think I'm a member of the Secret Show unofficial fan page, but I'm not, had to request to get access to this one this morning and nobody has responded to me yet over there. Thanks a lot, admin, on our unofficial Facebook page. But Maddie, I guess, is a, because he was telling me that people were talking about, you know, that whole thing that we went through, all of us together as Americans this week, and how much it meant to some of our listeners that we just, you know, showing up sometimes is half of it. Just being there. Being there and being sort of a reasonable voice or a familiar voice. Maybe not reasonable. Maybe familiar is a better word. But there were a couple really nice comments on
there. One from, her name's Lori Garcia. She's one of the top contributors to the page.
Oh, hey, Lori. Well, Lori. Top contributor on official fan page.
She shared that video from Jelly Rolled, I Am Not Okay, which we played once on the show, or a little bit on the show, and I think we might play a little bit more later. It says, I love Sarah and Vinny every single day, but today I love them more than ever. They helped me brighten a very down day for me and probably a few others. Thank you, S&V and Maddie, for bringing it today. All caps. Never thought I'd ever link a Jelly Roll song anywhere, but it suits. And then there was just a lot of nice comments. And
people commented on that
post. One person wrote, I absolutely cannot watch the coverage last night. Went to bed, slept very little. Finally woke up at 4 a.m. and turned the TV on for a quick look around. So absolutely devastating. Felt the same in 2016. I just ordered some nachos. LOL. Stress eating and couldn't stop thinking about the nachos after they talked about them today.
They're so good.
I wonder if they got my kind of nachos.
No,
nobody wants a nice, neat plate of nachos. Individual nacho creations.
And this is from Linda. Thank you, SNV. Got me through 9/11 with Kathy and 2016. Listen for all 4 hours today because I couldn't get out of bed and still can't. It's a very dark day. A lot of people will just commenting same. I needed this today. I'm not a Jelly Roll fan, but this song is perfect. And yeah, just a lot of nice ones like that. Oh, and then one guy, the podcast, you know, thanks for sharing. Looking forward to listening to it on the podcast as I'm out of state. Keep hope alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. Just that is nice.
And that was a lot of the sentiment on text yesterday. And I don't know. I just think it's good. You know, people, y'all should know that, you know, that was.
Well, it does. It is days where, you know, when things aren't going your way, that I feel like that's when our job starts. Like that's, and I didn't realize that when I got into radio. I just wanted to be some dumb girl who talked on the radio. And then, but you know, thank you, because honestly, it helped me get through yesterday to know that we showed up and that we all, you know, were together. I really treasure this show and I treasure the people who listen to it. We have said a million times, thank you for every minute that you spend with us. You don't have to, so thank you. We are profoundly...
Don't tell them they don't have to. They might not know.
Okay, you know what? You actually, it turns out, it is required. So, you know, thank you for doing it without complaining too much.
There are no other choices.
They ripped the knob off years ago and don't realize, where did that thing go?
Yeah. Huh.
Ripped the knob off.
Exactly. Thank you for following directions so carefully years and years ago. Uh-huh. What are you going to do? I mean, we're in our 60s now, for God's sake. What are you?
No, we are not.
Well, we're damn close. Oh, man. I am that person that I'm like, I remember being like, you know, you're 35. I'm like, I'm 40. That's it. I'm 45. I'm 50. Now, what am I? I'm like 49. So now I'm 60.
That's kid stuff. That's what kids do.
Round up.
Well, yeah. They want to be older.
Yeah.
They want to be older
I just don't want to pretend I'm any younger than I am. You know, some days, yesterday I felt old. Oh my God. It just was like it was just a tough day, you know? And that's honestly, my pep talk to myself is throughout history, there are election days. Throughout history, there are people who are disappointed with outcomes and very happy and excited about outcomes. And it doesn't change anything about you as an American. Like I'm proud to be an American. And the end.
So what'd you eat?
Oh, God. I made big, fat BLTs. I'm like, you know what I want? BLT.
It's good.
What do you eat?
I found a really good slice of pizza in Alameda, yeah. And it was a beautiful La Burrata on top. And it was indulgent. It was an indulgent.
What's La Burrata?
Burrata. It's a cheese. It's kind of like a burrata.
It's like the inside of the fresh mozzarella. It's like the wet. Sort of creamy inside.
So burrata. What do they call that? It starts with an M.
Is it the Caprese salad thing?
That's not an M.
Yeah, but you know what? He's always right. I'm just trying to get him there.
Starts with an M.
Yeah. But
zebras?
He's right with the first letter a lot. Just trying to help him get there. A mascarpone?
No, I'll think of it. I don't know why.
No, it's like, I really do think that it's like, it's a really soft, it's not a buffalo mozzarella, but it's like a fresh mozzarella. Somebody, you know what?
It's very similar.
Someone is going to text us. And so, but when you put it on there and it does sort of, yeah,
it spreads out.
It's like a bomb, like a cheese bomb.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug this place?
I will, man. It's Mama's Boys Pizza. And I don't know if it's Alameda or it's right on the border with Oakland. I don't know. I got it from DoorDash, but I finally found my pizza.
Oh.
Like, that's my pizza now. I've got my place. They got the right size pepperonis. They do the nice big,
do they
New York
do the big
style.
Ones or this or the little ones?
Big slices.
No, the big pepperoni or little?
The
little cups.
Oh, it's got to be the
fold
little.
Up and hold the grease.
Got to have all the grease.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Great. We're on the same page.
Got to be a
then.
New York slice.
Yeah, and you can fit one pepperoni in your mouth with each bite.
Yeah, just like your nachos.
Well, nice and neat. Thank you for noticing. Maybe I'll make nacho pepperoni nachos. And I'll put one pepperoni on there, and then I'll put one bean in, and then I'll cover the whole thing with cheese, put it in the oven.
That's an affront to Mexicans and Italians.
You know what? Don't knock it till you try it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make my special. They're not even mine. They're El Toritos. Not even El Toritos. They're Pancho Villas. Just these wonderful nachos. So good. So delicious.
I can't find it.
I'm so sorry. I was trying to give you time to...
I can't find it.
And is it the name of a cheese that you're looking for with an M?
It's that pizza that they made.
Margarita.
Margarita.
It does look like that. That has yep. the, but burrata is like a specific.
Where did you see it somewhere? Or did
no,
it just hit you?
You said it's that pizza. I didn't realize you were looking for a pizza topping. I didn't realize it.
Well, as you were talking about the cheese, I was thinking
yes.
that's what they put on
I
a
should
margarita.
Have, yeah.
Just that soft. And they put it, they.
Right. There's like five, however many slices there are, there's a big explosion.
So you get
of that.
One piece where you're like, oh, this is a good piece. And mm-hmm. another piece where it's all sauce. And you're like, son of a.
Yeah. I really wish I had more of the.
Could I?
Whatever nope, kind of cheese that mind. Was.
Anyway, that so is that it? Kind of like a margarita?
No, this is like a, you can have burrata
you can
on a margarita
have burrata
pizza.
On there.
Oh, there's, yeah. okay, got
but
it.
But it's just, I'm telling you, it's like, it is a mozzarella, right? It's like a
it's,
special,
it's not, it's,
creamy.
It's more of a, like a ricotta. I mean, it is just
oh.
a, but it is.
It's like wet and mushy.
Yeah, but it melts on the pizza and I had it on a normal slice, or I got a pizza.
Has no one texted us the...
925 says, is anything of a margarita? Yes, that's yes. what I'm thinking of. Yep, good that's job. What I was thinking of. Mark me down for another first letter. I mean, I don't know why I would be proud of that. I forget
because,
the whole word.
No, because you at least have it by the
it's
tail.
In there somewhere.
Then, or by the snout, I guess. You get it by the tongue.
Mixed up mess in here.
Still. You know, I figured it had to be, you always do. You always have the right first letter.
Yesterday.
Well, I mean, I guess always.
Not is, always is right. not true, but I do often.
A lot.
I file it by letter and find it that way.
Right.
Yesterday, we had one of those moments. I had to, the missus came out of surgery right into another week of full-blown business meetings and hasn't been home. So I'm just like, another,
okay, so right. So she was recovering and
from
you had to take
and
over.
I was on,
and now she's very busy.
Doing business meetings and mm-hmm. I'm on. I took the kid to soccer practice. I fed the kids and then I took the youngest one to soccer practice. And on the way home, she's goofing off. We're both goofing off actually and with each other.
You're in the van.
No, we're in the missus has the van because her car is now in the shop. Remember when she was trying to park when it was brand new and crashed into a truck?
Oh. I don't
it's now
really
being
remember.
Repaired.
Okay, so that's been a while
it's being
then.
Repaired.
All right.
Yeah, she lived with it messed up for quite a while. Mm. Anyway, so she's got the van. So I'm driving in my car. She's in the back seat. We're cruising. We're listening to Nirvana because that's now our thing.
Oh.
I'm in heaven.
That's great.
Like seeing my kid wear the Nirvana shirt, I was like, when did we start listening to Nirvana? I'm so happy.
Let's
like,
put it on right now.
We fast forwarded past a bunch of things I was, you know, going to work your
ease
way up
you
to.
You up to Nirvana.
But the 90s trend is on and that kid is trying to make it in the social world, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And the social world becomes, I like Nirvana. Uh-huh. Okay.
Got to get her into like the old, like Bleach. Like, so she's like that kid. It knows like,
I played
oh
her
yeah,
well,
never mind's okay.
I'll get there. I will get there. Anyway, she's in the back seat and she's goofing off and I'm goofing off and she takes her seatbelt and she's all, like she's a, what did she say? I'm a catasaur. She's a dinosaur and a cat.
Oh. And so she's biting her seatbelt.
Meow.
And then I don't hear anything for a second and then she goes, I think my tooth just fell out.
My tooth fell out. Now what's going to happen?
So I'm all, oh my God, really?
Woo! The tooth fairy's coming. Oh, it's an under pillow party tonight.
So I'm like, are you sure? She's all, I'm bleeding. And I'm all right. Yes.
Yay for blood.
But because the tooth came out from biting a seat belt. I know that sounds weird. You had to be there. It made sense when she was being a catasaur
sure,
and,
right,
you know, we're listening to Nirvana. Anyway, I had to search the car for the tooth, found it. She got to run into the house with it in her hand and go to mom and go, look what happened.
Front guy?
Front,
bottom
tooth. Okay. It was a moment. just to add something brainless to the conversation.
No, I love it. That's you know, the whole Catasaurus thing and the fact that your girls are now listening to Nirvana.
I know. Epic. Yeah.
Sorry, I can only really grab this one song.
It's all right.
Oh, you're playing that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ah, I just been, you know, the other day when you were talking about it, I'm like, oh, I just want to hear that. Oh, yeah. All right, that's it.
You know, when she, there's things she's been into where I can't, you know, Olivia Rodrigo, I'll listen to her with you, but I don't really, I never met her. Nirvana, I got stories. Like, I'm actually all, hey, my radio life might come in handy here. This is pretty good.
I'm just going to play it.
You know what? It.
Michael,
oh,
Jane,
you are?
Forgive me. Yeah, we're going to do this. KLLC, KLLC HD1. This is a week.
Yes!
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.